Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
I can't wait to be back and celebrate the holiday season. It's our Christmas program. Also want to say Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends, like our good friend Barbara Weltman, who's with us right now. Barbara's an original founding member of our Brain Trust and our top tax expert in the Brain Trust. But we're not going to do a lot of taxes. We might get a little bit of a couple of tips out of her today, but mostly we're talking about the season. And Barbara, welcome back and Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's the fourth day of Hanukkah. I know you and your family celebrate Hanukkah. And what's Hanukkah? What do you do to celebrate Hanukkah?
We light the menorah. That's what
yeah.
we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Blue lights. You put up blue lights.
No.
Have I told you the story about my friend David Mullendorf, whose Jewish family in a city where there weren't a lot of Jews?
No.
And he was in a neighborhood where his family was the only Jewish neighborhood, only Jews in the neighborhood, and they
uh-huh.
and they decorated their house with the Hanukkah lights, right? Beautiful
uh-huh.
blue lights. Well, this is 40 years ago. This happened maybe close to 50 years ago. This happened. So the folks in the city went around to the neighborhoods to find the most beautifully decorated Christmas lights. And they went out and they came back and they said, okay, here's the home. There's the most beautiful church lights in all of the city. This is a true story. And they said, well, you're going to have to go back and find another. They said, what do you mean? These are the most beautiful Christmas lights in the whole city. I said, well, that's the Mullendorf family. They're Jews. Those are Hanukkah lights. Isn't that a great story?
Yes, it is.
It's
yes,
a true
it
story. I've told that story probably every Christmas program I've done. That and you know what, Barbara, it just demonstrates how inextricably linked our two faiths are. Our nation was built on Judeo-Christian values and principles, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it gave rise, those principles and values, Barbara, gave rise to a nation that is now it is a fact, folks. It's been proven. The records show that Americans are the most benevolent, the most giving, the most charitable people in the world.
Yeah, it is phenomenal how much Americans give, even with the economy down, but people are still giving.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of giving, as you know, Barbara, I've encouraged people to give to various charities over the year. You've gotten my letter. I talked about the letter I sent out every year, and I know that you have some groups that you give to. Would you want to talk about that?
Well, sure. Because of your letter several years ago, we got involved in giving to homes for our troops. And I think that one of the great things to know about this organization, I mean, they do great work, and you've talked about it, but is the fact that if you look, if you go to charitynavigator.com, you can check on how much the charities, the percentage that they put to administrative versus what they actually spend on their charitable endeavors. And Homes for Our Troops volunteers work the organization, so most of the money collected goes to their purpose. Their
very little administrative, huh?
Yeah, very small.
And that's
I mean, if you look at some other well-known charities that do also help veterans, they spend a ton of money on just fundraising, so that's not really helping the veterans.
Right. And so, and by the way, that's homesforourtroops.org. And Barbara, as you know, another group that I like to encourage people to check out is the Special Ops organization that's a new one this year for us, and specialops.org, Special Operations Warrior Foundation, and they're providing college education for the children of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in Special Ops and other services. But I agree with you, and you know they built a homes for our troops not far from me, Barbara, recently, and they're doing it all over the place, and I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud to be able to tell people about them, and you, and I know you are too, and I want to thank you for your support of them. We're going to take a quick break. Barbara Weltman is our guest. BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barbara?
That's exactly right.
So check it out, folks, and all the things that she does. She and I are talking about the reason for the season, and this is our Christmas program. We're also sending a happy Hanukkah out to all of our Jewish friends. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.